You are listening to On Further Review. I'm Cameron.
And I'm Micah. On Further Review is a conversation that uncovers the fascinating details of the most remarkable sporting events.
Join our discussion of upsets, dynasties, and how one event can be the difference between being a footnote and being a legend. This is On Further Review. Welcome back to this gambling segment brought to you by On Further Review Podcast. This is a segment where I'm either going to give you winners or I'll blame the refs for the losses. We went 2-1 on picks this week with the Celtics and Browns putting together a little poopfecta on Thursday night to mess up our parlay, but we're still up for the week and ready to right the ship this weekend with a four-team teaser of two college, two NFL teams, as well as picks on the Stanley Cup Finals and the Western Conference Finals in the NBA. For those of you unfamiliar with the teaser, that's where you merge multiple betting lines or spreads into one bet with added points value teased in your favor. However, a little bit less of a payout than, say, a parlay. Professional bettors sometimes snub their noses at teasers, but for those of us regular folks that enjoy doing this for fun, it's a great way to put together some bets you like, tease them, and get some value, more value for them, and up your chances of being able to cash that bet. This weekend, I'm looking at a four-team, 10-points teaser in football, which pays out at plus 110. Here are the Vegas lines for my picks and the picks that I'm taking. Appalachian State -5.5 at Marshall. Louisville -2.5 hosting the U of Miami. Ravens -7.5 at Houston. The 49ers -7 at the New York Jets. Here's the reason I'm giving you the standard lines, even though this will be a teaser. One rule of thumb I have for putting together teasers is you gotta love the bets individually. For instance, if you like the Niners -7, against the New York Jets, by all means, add it into a teaser. If you start doing the math in your head thinking, well, if I tease them, I like them at this point total, that's a good chance that you're going to put together something that might result in a bad bet. So find lines you like, and then the teaser is literally just added points in the favor of a bet you already like, if that makes sense. So here's a quick breakdown of why I like each of these games specifically. Appalachian State. If you haven't had the chance yet, go back and listen to On Further Review Podcast, where we cover Michigan and Appalachian State. And when we get to the end and talk about where they're at today, we mention how Appalachian State has just kind of put together over and over winning seasons each year in college football. We're talking 8 to 10 wins each year. So what that tells me, and looking back what we know, they don't typically lose games like this early in the season against lesser opponents. They've put together a consistent roster, consistent coaching staff, consistent results. I like them even on the road at Marshall, especially this year. On the road means a whole lot less without all the fans in the stands. So give me Appalachian State in that one. Louisville is hosting Miami, the University of Miami. Louisville, actually, second mention of Appalachian State and the podcast episode, Michigan and Appalachian State. Scott Satterfield is their head coach, who had his origins at Appalachian State. And he came over to Louisville 2019, had a pretty good year last year, kind of starting to put the pieces together. I really like them against Miami, who we've kind of seen over and over come up short, underperform in big national games like this will be Saturday night. So to me, it really comes down to kind of the coaching and the setup and the structure. I like Louisville over Miami in that one Saturday night. Moving to the NFL, I like the 49ers. I know that they just lost to the Cardinals last week. One thing that's important, especially early on in the NFL season, especially in this season with way less practice reps, way less time prepping for the start of the season, don't be held hostage by the first week results. 49ers, incredibly talented team, came up short against Arizona. I don't think they have that issue with the New York Jets, who are kind of a bit of a dumpster fire right now. The other one I like is the Ravens, who are playing versus the Texans, and they're giving up a little over a touchdown. But the Ravens really look like they are just picking up where they left off last regular season. Lamar was incredible in game one. They really look like the team to beat in the AFC, and I like them against the Houston Texans. So, in review, I'm taking a four-team 10-point teaser at plus 110, and what those lines come to when you combine them and add the points is Appalachian State you get at plus 5. Louisville goes up to plus 7.5, and the 49ers go up to plus 3 with the Ravens at plus 2.5. As I mentioned, a couple other things I like in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. I like the Dallas Stars to win the series. So look for the series line. They're right now at plus 170 for the Stanley Cup. They play defense incredible. They've had an incredible run throughout these NHL playoffs. We all know defense wins championships. I like them a lot, especially at plus 170. You're getting real good value for them. And I think they're just... I just think they're going to wind up overwhelming Tampa Bay. For the Western Conference Finals, the Lakers versus the Nuggets, I like the Lakers minus 7 tonight. That's kind of a large number. We see a lot of these playoff games, especially in the bubble, kind of coming down to the wire. But Denver gave it all they had to come back from 3-1, not once, but a second time to make it here. I think Denver will make this a series, but in game one, I think Anthony Davis and LeBron are just going to be a little too much. Denver will settle in. It'll probably be a really good series, probably go five, six games. But game one, even with the 7 points that you're eating, I like the Lakers tonight. So in review, four-team 10-point teaser, Appalachian State, Louisville, 49ers, and the Ravens. I like the Dallas Stars series line in the Stanley Cup Finals, and I like the Lakers minus 7 tonight versus the Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals in the NBA. As always, feel free to fade or follow these plays and actions, and good luck to you all, and happy betting.